So, Hunter, you're now 15-7 on the season. What's been the difference maker recently?
Honestly, just confidence. And, you know, I sat down with my coach, and he just talked to me about cleaning up the first period, limiting the amount of points that I give up in the first, because I tend to kind of get stronger as the match goes on. I have a pretty good gas tank and conditioning. So earlier in the season, I've tended to be falling behind in the first period by, you know, 3-4 points, and I've had to start coming back from behind to win. And I've just been cleaning up the first period, not giving up as many points, and that's translating to, you know, major decisions and pins.
So that confidence is helping you build that lead so you don't have to wrestle from behind, because you're already a strong third period wrestler, so that leads to the success, correct?
Yeah. I'm not digging myself out of the holes anymore. I'm kind of adding to the lead, and it's just coming with better positioning and wrestling a better all-around first period.
It's great. And over the weekend, you were 2-0 against Rutgers and Virginia Tech. That's two ranked teams in the nation. And in the Virginia Tech match, you defeated the 22nd ranked wrestler in the nation to get your first ever win over a nationally ranked opponent. So how did it feel as time expired in that close 8-7 victory?
It felt really good. I'm not going to lie. You know, I've wrestled in Bartels, I think like three or four times in my career, and that was the first time I've actually won at home in there.
Wow.
So that felt really good too. And, you know, it felt good. Like, honestly, I've wrestled, you know, the number like two, number four, number like six guys in the country this season. And I've had like pretty close matches. I've been in the match for almost every one of them. So it was just, you know, a matter of time before I put together a match to get my first ranked win. I mean, I believe I can wrestle with anybody in the country. So it didn't come as any surprise to me, and I don't think it came as a surprise to my coaches, but it definitely felt really good.
Yeah, so what's that feeling like when you hear that crowd for the first time in your career, essentially?
You know, it's almost like, you know, I don't really hear a lot too much when I'm on the mat. I kind of just was just really excited, and I kind of looked over to my family that was there, my parents, my grandparents from the crowd, so kind of pointed to them, and then, you know, slapped my coach's hands and did my cool down just as any other match.
That's awesome. And in that match, you did the best to bring the match to him, and he was actually warned for stalling. So was that frustrating at all, trying to deal with that?
You know, the first period I gave up, you know, a takedown and a quick near fall. But, you know, towards the end of the period, I could tell that the pace I was wrestling at, I was really getting him tired. Mm. And there was a couple cases in the match where, you know, I thought I should have had a takedown, and then they reviewed it and they took it back and they didn't give me the points. And, you know, the guy got like a minute and a half to 2 minutes of breather on top of like the actual match. So, you know, I did a good job of not getting frustrated for not getting the points and having him kind of try and stall. I just wrestled my game plan. I just tried to score as many points as possible. And, you know, when I do that in matches, I tend to come out on top.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Junior Hunter Richard of the Cornell Wrestling Team on the Cornell Wrestling Report, brought to you by Simmons Rockwell Cadillac GMC. And another big thing that happened on Sunday was the return of Andrew Barriessa from his Olympic red shirt. So how exciting was that to see him back on the mat and be wrestling with him again?
Oh, it was awesome. When he told me that his red shirt was being pulled, I was excited because I know that every time that Andy goes on the mat, you know, he can pin the guy. He's a big Greco guy. And so he's always trying to throw the headlock. And, you know, I knew it going out there that there's a very good chance he could start it off with a pin. And he did throw the guy in the headlock on his back. The guy just slipped out. So that would have been awesome for him. But I'm really excited to have him in the lineup going forward.
And speaking of headlocks, that was involved in your match against Rutgers, where he had you in a headlock and you turned that into a pin late in the third period. So talk about how that developed.
Oh yeah, the Rutgers match was insane. You know, I tend to use my athleticism to get out of, like, you know, certain positions, and that was kind of just like one of them. Like, he thought he had me, and I didn't stop wrestling. I kept wrestling, and I was able to kind of like use my athleticism and strength to get out of his headlock and bear hug him and, you know, put him to his back for the pin. And, you know, that was probably one of the best moments of my college career so far, just wrestling in the rack at Rutgers with, you know, thousands of people in the crowd and, you know, just going crazy.
That's
after
amazing.
I got the pin.
That's great. And you've got You're working with a couple of amazing defensive wrestlers, Yanni and Kyle Dakin, assistant coach for Cornell. So what have you learned from them that has led to something like that where you're busting out of a headlock to get a pin?
You know, in practice, they're always there. They're wrestling, and Kyle's coaching. So anytime I'm done wrestling live with guys, I always go over and I just like pick their brain and say, hey, like, are you watching me wrestle? Like, what are a couple things that I can do here and there to, like, to get better? And, you know, after my matches, I ask them. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just don't stop wrestling. Keep wrestling and keep that pace because, you know, sooner or later they're going to stop or they're going to pause in a position if you keep wrestling. Like I did, you know, good things will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just because I do that so much in the match, it opens up a lot of opportunities for me to put guys on their back or in score points.
And there's a lot of great freshmen and sophomore on this roster, I should say. So talk about how great this team could look in the future. You got one more year left. How excited are you to see those guys develop?
Yeah, I mean, this team is really coming together this year. I mean, we're missing, you know, three of our top guys, you know, with Max Dean, Vito Arujao, and Yanni.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we're missing some firepower, but we're coming together. I mean, even with those guys out, we're still missing, guys are getting hurt. Like Ben Darmstadt's kind of like injured for a couple weeks, you know, Brandon Womack's out, and we're just plugging them in with you know, essentially backups who, you know, are just getting their time to shine. And it just shows the depth of this team and how we fight no matter what. You know, Colton Yapujian, who we thought was going to be like an All-American for us this year, he goes down and we put in Adam Sedtora, 57. The guys are just stepping up, and I'm really grateful to be able to go out and compete with these guys every day.
We're talking to Junior Hunter Richard on the Cornell Wrestling Report, brought to you by Simmons Rockwell Cadillac GMC. So how great does it feel to have a team that has these top-flight wrestlers all throughout the roster?
You know, it's the reason why I came to Cornell. I was recruited by a lot of schools around the country, but none went to the caliber of Cornell, and I knew coming in that, you know, we would have top guys in the country at every weight, and that's just what I wanted to surround myself by. And I'm really grateful to be able to go out there every day, you know, with these guys and compete with the Cornell singlet with these guys. It means a lot, and it means a lot to me that, you know, I'm now at that level as well.
And after this hot streak you've been on, you're on like the brink of the national rankings. So does that matter at all to you? Do you want to see that number next to your name?
I wouldn't say it matters to me. Obviously being recognized is awesome for, you know, what I've been doing this season, but I know my coaches know, I'm sure my teammates know that no matter who I go out there and wrestle, like I can compete with and I can win. I had a couple bad losses earlier in the season, so that's why I'm not, you know, breaking the rankings just yet. But I think by the end of the season, the rankings aren't what we're looking for. You know, I was talking to my coaches. He said it doesn't matter because we know at the end of the year you can, you know, win the IWAs and get on the podium at the end of the year. So that's what matters to me the most.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And this weekend, you have a couple of home dual meets against Harvard and Brown. Do those Ivy League matchups give a little extra to your motivation?
You know, I tend to look at every match, you know, as the same. I tend to just, you know, keep it even, you know, keel mindset and focus on doing the same thing every match, no matter who we go out and wrestle, whether they're ranked or not. Focusing on keeping a good, clean first period, scoring points, and having a high pace. And honestly, I'm just excited to go out and wrestle in Friedman again in front of our fans. Those are always awesome duels.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming on, Hunter, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.